Good morning and welcome to our services today at Cloves Springs Baptist Church. We're going to sing a couple of songs this morning before we get started congregational singing, and I hope y'all enjoy these songs. This one's called This Little Light of Mine.
This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, 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 let it shine. Hide it under a bushel low, I'm going to let it shine. Oh, hide it under a bushel low, I'm going to let it shine. Hide it under a bushel low, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, 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 let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, 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 let it shine. Let it shine, 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 let it shine.
Jesus will make it right.
I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. By, when you feel a little pain, we'll turn it and you go a little far as far. the story's tight. But just a little talk with Jesus clears the way. Now let us have a little talk with Jesus. Let us tell him about our trouble. He will hear our prayers and he will answer by and by. When you feel a little prayer will turn in and you know he'll find his light. You will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. A little talk with Jesus makes it right. It'll make it all right. Now let us have a little talk with Jesus. Let us tell him all about our trouble. He will hear our faintest cry, and he will answer. Talk with Jesus makes it, it'll make it all right. Now let us have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us tell him all about our trouble.
He will hear our faintest cry, and he will answer by and by. When you feel a little prayer will turn, and you know
he'll find his mind.
You will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
There's a place for me.
Yes, I am.
Let's bow and pray. In my Father's house, there's a place for us. We're a child of God. Yes, we are. I hope everybody can say that today that's listening. God, I just want to cry out to you today for our nation. All the unrest, Lord, due to the pandemic, looting, rioting. God, we know that you're in control. And God, as your people, we call upon you right now, Jesus, to help us. Give us wisdom. Give us courage. Give us knowledge. Father, help our nation right now, Jesus. Lord, I lift up to you, God, those people that are sick and at home today, Lord. I lift up to you those people today, God, that are hurting. Pray for your hand of comfort, Lord, your hand of strength. Lord, I lift up to you today, God, those that will be having surgeries this week. God, just guide those doctors' hands. Lord, I pray, Father, that through all of this stuff that we're going through, Lord, that we draw closer to you. I pray, God, that we look to you for everything that we do, Jesus. Father, I ask, God, for prayers for my father today, my earthly father, my pastor. I pray, Father, that you'll give him the strength to stand up here, Lord, and do what he's done for so many years, God, and that's proclaim your word and tell the truth. Thank you for being like my dad. I ask all this in your precious name. Amen.
Thank you for the privilege today to come into your home by the means of live streaming. Live streaming has been an experience for this 73-year-old pastor. But you know what? It's been good. And I can see great things coming with live streaming as we reach beyond the walls of the Colola Springs Baptist Church and to go into homes all over this country. So what a privilege to be able to preach in that fashion. Let me announce to you that next Sunday morning, we will have live streaming worship as well as in-house worship. That'll begin next Sunday, in-house worship here at Colola Springs Baptist Church. We will seat to practice social distancing. We ask families to sit together. You are encouraged to wear masks, but you're not required to. If possible, I encourage you to come in-house as well as live streaming to worship next Sunday. In the book of Luke chapter 9, we're going to read one verse of Scripture, and he said to them all, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." Heavenly Father, thank you for the privilege that we can read the Word. Thank you, Lord, that we can proclaim the Word. And Lord, we know that the Word will pierce the very heart and soul of man. And God, we know the need for the Word in America right now. And Lord, we pray for this country and all the unrest that it's in, as well as those that are, so many that are unemployed and so many that are physically sick. And yet, Lord, while we pray for all this, we recognize today that you're in charge. And we know that you know everything that's going on. You know those things that are not pleasing to you, such as rioting and burning buildings and destroying property. We know, Lord, those things are not pleasing to you. And we know, Lord, that those things are not going to solve any problems or issues that we may have in this country. And Father, we just pray for the family of the one who died this week. We pray for your comfort upon that family. We pray, Lord, for leaders in large cities of America right now that they'll make wise decisions. We pray for the president that he'll make wise decisions. And God, we just pray that what's said and what's done in this hour would bring your name honor and your name glory. We pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. We look at Luke chapter 9, verse 23, and we have to ask ourselves some questions. What is this verse really saying? But first of all, let me say to you, he is not telling us how that we may obtain forgiveness of our sin. That's not in that verse. He's not telling us how that we are to obtain eternal life. That's not in that verse. He tells us how to obtain eternal life in John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Well, what is Luke 9 and 23 really saying? Let's read that verse again. And he said to them all, if any man will come after me. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. You know, after we know that our sins are forgiven and that we have eternal life, we are called to follow him. Well, what does it mean in this verse of Scripture when it says to deny oneself? If any man will come after me, let him deny himself. How does one deny himself? How does that happen? How does a believer deny himself? How do you and I deny ourselves if I profess to be a believer in Jesus Christ? First of all, I believe to deny ourselves, we must turn from our selfish ways. And we all have that problem. We all have that problem of being selfish from time to time and wanting our way instead of God's way. And when we decide to go our way instead of God's way, then as a believer, we lose the joy of our salvation. Beloved, there's another way to turn from that of self, and that is what turn from what this world offers. Turn from what this world offers. You see, if I gain all the things that this world offers me, you know what? Very soon, I'll be a loser. I'll be a loser because the money that I might gain won't buy me happiness, and it won't buy me health, and it won't buy me peace of mind, and money certainly cannot extend my life. How does one deny self? I want to read this morning from the book of Romans, chapter 6. Romans chapter 6, a couple of verses of Scripture, beginning with verse 13, Romans chapter 6, verse 13 through verse 11 through 13, which says, likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Notice verse 12. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Verse 13, neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. Who was the book of Romans written to? To believers, to Christians. And notice verse 11. Verse 11, likewise reckon ye also to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. And verse 12, I want to reiterate, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body. As you read those three verses, you'll find several things about believers dying to self. First of all, what does that mean? The believer reckons or counts himself crucified with Christ. Paul writes to the believers of Galatia, chapter 2 and verse 20. He said this, I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. How does a believer deny self? He counts himself dead to sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ. The believer does not let sin reign in his body. If you and I recognize that there's sin in our life, we need to confess that sin, seek the Lord's forgiveness of that sin. And beloved, when we do that, you know what? It pleases our Father. Romans chapter 6 and verse 12 says, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. How does a believer deny self? I want you to think about another thing. The believer does not yield his bodily members as instruments of sin. The believer does not yield his body, bodily members, as instruments of sin. How else do we that of deny sin? The believer yields himself to God. But Romans 6 and verse 13, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead. You know what? If I've been saved by His marvelous grace, my friend, I'm alive from a life of being dead to a life of being spiritually alive in Christ, fit for the kingdom. How does the believer deny self? By yielding his bodily instruments by yielding his bodily members as instruments of righteousness. Galatians 5 and 16 says, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall feel the lust of the flesh. Now listen to Luke 9:23 again. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. What in the world does it mean to take up his cross daily? Jesus said, whosoever shall be ashamed of me and my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed. Let me ask you a question today. This is a serious question. What kind of Christian are you? What kind of Christian are you? Do you deny self? Do you deny self? Do you take up the cross daily and follow Jesus Christ? You know what? The people in Jesus' day knew what it meant to take up a cross. They saw numbers of criminals bearing a cross to the place where they were going to be crucified on the cross. You see, the cross is always an instrument of death, not just an object to carry to bear. The Christian is to die mentally and actively. He is to deny self daily. He is to let the mind of Christ be in him and to feel his thoughts every day. Paul said in the book of Philippians chapter 2, and I want us to turn to that, Philippians chapter 2, listen to what Paul had to say to the believers of Philippi. In Philippians chapter 2, notice verse 5. Philippians 2, verse 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Jesus Christ, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. The Christian is to put his will, his desire, his wants, his ambitions to death and take up his cross daily. And I want to repeat that. As a believer, I'm to put my will and my desires and my wants and my ambitions to death and take up the cross daily. And then I want you to note what Luke verse 9, chapter 23, notice the third thing it says, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. What in the world does that mean, to follow me? Jesus said to the believers, if any man will deny himself and take up his cross and follow me daily. You see, if I refuse to deny myself, I'm not following him daily. And if I refuse not only to deny myself, but if I'm really not following Jesus, you know what? At that point, I'm out of God's will. If I refuse to take up the cross daily, then I'm really not following Jesus. And at that point, I'm out of his will and most miserable. Now, I want to repeat those two things. I want us to get that. If I refuse to deny myself, then I'm really not following Jesus, and at that point, I am out of his will and most miserable. Oh, if I refuse to take up the cross daily, then I'm really not following Jesus, and at that point, I am out of his will and most miserable. Anytime that we're out of the will of the Father as believers, we're most miserable. My friend, have you denied himself? Have you denied yourself? You know what? The answer could very well be, no, I haven't denied myself. A few may be saying, well, yes, I've denied myself and really followed Christ as his child. But most people would have to say, no. You know what? The Holy Spirit that lives in the life of the believer, when you and I fail to deny ourselves and take up his cross, when we refuse to do that, the Holy Spirit that lives in our life will convict us of that sin of denial in our life. Aren't you glad that you could repent? Aren't you glad that you can repent? Aren't you glad that 1 John 1 and 9 says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness? Yes, Jesus said to the believer, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. So then the question is, are you a believer? Are you a believer? You may be saying no. You may be saying, no, I'm not a believer, but I would like to become one. You know what the Bible says? The Bible says, for all men have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Beloved, that includes me and you. The Bible says in Romans 6 and 23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The payment of sin is physical and spiritual death. Man will die. You and I will die a physical death, but we don't have to die a spiritual death if we place our faith in Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Romans 10, 9 and 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Are you saved? Are you saved? You can be today simply by praying this prayer with me. Pray with me. Dear God, you need to repeat this prayer if you're not saved. Dear God, I am a sinner. I repent of my sins. Dear God, I believe that Jesus died on the cross for me. And I believe that He arose again from the dead on the third day. Dear God, right now, I ask You to save my soul and forgive me. Dear God, thank You for saving my soul. If you ask Jesus to save you, and you ask believing, that's exactly what He did. You know what you need to do? If you did that, you need to go tell somebody. You need to find a New Testament church and let those people know. You need to be obedient in baptism, and you need to serve Him in His church the remainder of your days. This is Brother Don Harding, pastor of Colola Springs Baptist Church. You have a good day.